relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Car firearms, Second Amendment Friday. Come on, guys. We're going to celebrate our newest sponsor. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check out their incredible selection of handguns at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com, K-A-H-R.com. I regularly carry a 9mm, and right now we're working on a very special something with Car Firearms. The design is being finalized, and as soon as it comes off the CAD machine, I'll be sharing details with you. In the meantime, check out these incredible compact pistols, as well as they make the Desert Eagle. Oh, yeah, baby. CarFirearms.com, K-A-H-R.com. Okay, we're going to take your calls in a second, but first, this story is one little boy's story, a story of a nation. In fact, it's a story of our civilization. This is from the New York Post. The New York Post is just really amazing lately. Breaking stories nobody else's. This is by Yaron Steinbuch. Texas boy, 12, hangs himself after battling depression amid COVID-19. A 12-year-old Texas boy who felt, quote, sad and lonely amid the coronavirus lockdown, hanged himself, his father revealed in a report about the tragedy. Hayden Hunstable of Aledo took his own life 3 days before his 13th birthday because he didn't know how to deal with the isolation and depression when the emerging disease caused a nationwide shutdown. The boy's 9-year-old sister, Kinley, the boy's 9-year-old sister, Kinley, found him hanged in his bedroom. Hayden's heartbroken father, 42, spoke on measures to help prevent future suicides among the nation's youth. Quote, COVID killed my son. I think Hayden would still be alive today if COVID had never happened. I had no idea he was struggling or depressed. He was such a happy kid and loved his friends and family. He went on to call COVID, quote, a perfect storm for suicide and depression. He just felt overwhelmed and he made a tragic decision. 12-year-old soul is lost. And we have politicians. We have bureaucrats in the White House who actually use the phrase bold leadership and bold plan about opening our schools for 1 day a week sometime this summer. I have one question. How many Hayden Huntsables will die until then. Not because they contracted the COVID virus, but because they took their own lives because of the shutdown measures that cowards have imposed upon our nation. It's time to resist. It's time to say, enough! And it's time for local leaders to take action. Enough! Let's save our children. Okay, let's go to your calls. I just got a text from Gina Carano trying to corral her onto the show. So excited! And Leonardo wants to talk about that brave lady. Let's go to New Jersey, line 4. Leo, happy Friday!
Ah, the truth teller.
We try. We don't have time for anything else.
You are happier now that you're in the fight. If Trump would have, well, he was reelected, but that's beside the point. I don't think you'd be as happy. You love the fight.
You got me. You got my number. It's so much fun when you see cowards, liars, panderers. It just gets me excited. I want the fight. I want to push back on the liars. I want to tell the truth. But so do you, Leo. That's why you call us, don't you?
Absolutely. I want to talk about a woman warrior, right, who already has some money and a lot of celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Who should get together with Marjorie Taylor Greene so she could get some consulting. And maybe we can melt some snowflakes in California when she gets elected.
Ooh.
Gina Carano.
Oh, genius. Genius.
She's got all the qualifications. Meanwhile.
So she should run for office. She should run for Congress.
Yeah, in California. She would melt snowflakes.
Love it. She would be like a flamethrower melting all the snow. I love it.
I have a suggestion. I heard your science fiction segment there. Here's a new science fiction movie. Bruce Springsteen and the Cuomo brothers make a remake of Wild Hogs, where they the Travolta movie. I don't know if you're familiar.
But do they get arrested for DUI while they're doing it?
Well, they're so overage on their motorcycles, they got to stop every 5 minutes to urinate.
Did you hear that they pulled the ad? That Jeep pulled the ad, Leo.
Who pulled the ad?
The ad, the Jeep ad that they played during the game, which had Springsteen, they found out that he was arrested for DUI, so they've pulled the ad. You can't find it on YouTube anymore.
Well, I would encourage more overage liberal snowflakes and socialists to get drunk and ride motorcycles. That's what I would encourage.
Oh, behave. That's so typically you. God bless, Leo. Have a great, great long weekend. You like the fight, too. Let's go to Al in California, line 3. Welcome, Al. We got Al? We lost Al, and now we've got JR, line 3, Columbus. Welcome, JR.
Hey, Dr. G, you indispensable immigrant.
hang on. I'm going to write that one down. I think that's a good tagline. Not an indispensable country, but an indispensable immigrant. Super. We're going to have to get somebody to record some liners with that phrase.
Well, you probably have my number on somebody with a computer, and I'd be more than happy to voice it for you. And I'll smoke in the morning so I have a better voice.
Don't forget, you got to goggle with gravel. You got to have some whiskey, a big cigar, and goggle with gravel.
Oh, yeah. That's called Tuesday.
We're losing you. You sound like you're going down a long metallic tube.
Okay. I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me better?
Yes, that's better. Thanks, JR.
Okay. So anyway, here's my point. My liberal friends, who I have liberal friends, who changed our relationship 4 years ago to break my heart, and I reach out to them all the time, started reaching out to me in the last 2 weeks saying, oh God, is he really doing all this? And
meaning Biden.
Correct.
So they were surprised that Biden is doing the stuff that the crazy, crazy base wants him to do. Why are they surprised, JR?
Dr. G, I have no idea. I even said, this is not a good friend. This is one of my closest friends. And I told her, I said, Lisa, It's been in front of your face for 4 years, but everybody's hatred convoluted the good things he was doing, and everybody focused on the bad, which, by the way, I can't come up with any bad. I'm not kidding. I mean, give me a break. This is one of the best presidents we've ever had in our country.
So what do you say to these people who are suddenly surprised that Biden is letting in illegal immigrants who has... Did you see this video? There's a shocking video. We have to play it. There is a mother, JR, who was paying $50 or maybe $30 because of Trump for her son's insulin, okay? Biden has canceled Donald Trump's executive order on drug pricing. She's in her car just going to the pharmacy, and she's got the little 1 month's packet that her son takes is now $500 because of Biden. Have you seen this?
Oh, God.
$20 to $500 because of ideology. It's shocking. JR, God bless. We're going to find that video. We're going to play it. Looks like people are waking up. Sadly, they didn't do it before the election. More of your calls and next very special guest, Burgess Owens. Whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
It's critically important, the message. I realize I'm speaking to a vast majority, at least I hope I am, of the folks out here at NIH. You know that wearing this mask through the next year here can save lives.
Through the next year? Are you joking? Sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden, he wants you wearing your COVID hijab for the rest of the year? Yeah, I don't think the man understands how viruses work. But that's the message from the overlords. You must obey, but we disagree. Especially Mike Lindell. You guys were amazing. More than 30,000 of you put in orders yesterday because of our appeal. JCPenney, CVS is boycotting Mike Lindell and his MyPillow products. Let's send a message to the cancel culture extremists. Use my promo code and order today. MyPillow.com. You may have one already. Buy one for your grandma. Buy one for the guest bedroom and tell them that we will not kneel in front of the mob. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA for 60% off. Let's support Mike today. Special guest. So excited. He is, of course, a Super Bowl champion now representing Utah's 4th Congressional District. Burgess Owens. I just like saying Congressman Owens. Welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. Looking forward to chatting with you, my friend, for sure.
All right, we've got so much I want to talk about that comes off your Twitter feed. You've been posting about Gina Carano. We're so excited. She's been signed by the Daily Wire to make a movie. So I guess her cancellation lasted about 20 hours. God bless the guys at the Daily Wire. Follow Congressman Owens right now at Rep Burgess Owens. Before we talk about the stuff that you've been being very vocal on, discuss what's happening on Capitol Hill today. Your take on the quote-unquote impeachment trial.
Well, I think what's happening is the leftists, they don't quite get the American people. You know, what they look forward to, we've always been drawn toward a leadership that gives us hope, that gives us light at the end of the tunnel, that lets us know that within our soul that we can make it through this process. And what we're seeing now is a party taking control that deals with fear. And they don't get it. We do. And at our very DNA, that's not the way we drift. So I think what's happening is American people are going to be seeing some contrast. We've seen the last 4 years in which everybody's positive. Think about the dreams, the future, and all that kind of stuff. And now we have an administration that's shutting everything down. And there's going to be a price to be paid for this. At some point, the Democrats will have to show that they're going to be giving us the opportunities that we expect. And we just can't continue to look backwards like we're doing right now, trying to destroy someone who's not even in office anymore. So it is going to come down to them doing what they've been elected to do. If they don't, they're going to lose big time in 2022. I think they're going to lose anyway, but even bigger if they don't they don't get the concept that we're about dreaming, moving forward.
Well, God bless. We'll get more people like you in Congress. Follow him right now at Rep. Burgess Owens. You said in the break that you are back in your district. I'm just curious. What do you know? People who are trying to live their lives out in the real world, are they following the impeachment? Do they care? Have you asked them?
You know, I think most people are tuned into what their concerns are, and this is the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Our message is very simply this. We need to get our economy back by having our small businesses kick back into gear. We need to make sure our kids are going to school and make sure the vaccine is going. Is all those who want to have the vaccine that they're getting it. Every day going from one business to the other, letting them know that the cavalry is coming. Of course, it's going to be a little tough because we have to deal with the fact that we're not in the majority right now. But what people are concerned about today is not what happened back in November, not what happened back in January. They want to make sure they can get back to work, get their kids in school. And if they're not able to do that, the Democrats, there's going to be a price to be paid because we don't appreciate not having the ability to dream and move forward.
And when you hear things such as Joe Biden's press secretary say they have a bold plan, Congressman Owens, a bold plan to get our schools open in the summer with one day a week of teaching.
Yeah. Well, I think they're used to communicating with people who just take them by their word. They're not really capable of critical thinking. The rest of America, particularly those of 74 million, and plus, there are a lot of good people who did not vote for President Trump, but what we all have in common is that we want solutions. We want common sense solutions. And I'll say this, Sebastian, this is, as tough as this last year has been, the benefit will come out, which is always the case with American people. We find the light in the tunnel. The true benefit is we're going to see contrast. We've seen what it is to go through 4 years in which the economy was buzzing. People were working.
Yes.
Things were going very, very well. The difference now is we'll start to see the other side. And we've had these long conversations about the hard left, where they take away the dreams. And it's one thing to talk about it, but when people start to feel it, which is what's going to happen, it goes from sympathy for other people that might be feeling miserable to empathy because you know how it now feels. And therefore, Republicans, independents, and Democrats will start having conversations about this hard left that's against all of us. We, the people, are people who might have a different way of getting there, but the end game is to be successful, have our kids have a great future, for us to feel free and safe. It doesn't matter what party we're part of. There's the other side that hates that culture.
Yeah.
And that's the Bernie, the AOC side, now the President Biden side, that does not get who the American people are. And when we start to see that difference, that contrast, they will not be able to divide us. And that's going to be the power of what's going to happen the next 2 years. We, the people, will come together, have conversations we have not had together for years, because we're now on the same page and realize that we want our life back. And the left is not giving that to us.
Fabulous message. We, the people, come together. We're talking to Congressman Burgess Owens. Follow him right now, Rep. Burgess Owens on Twitter. We've only got a couple of minutes left. I know social media is its own kind of weird universe, but I look at your thread, Congressman, and there's a lot of white people saying that you're not very black. I'm just near the top of your Twitter feed. There's somebody who says, and he looks very white on his Twitter photograph. He says, Burgess is the whitest black man I know. Why are there so many people who get to call you names based upon skin color? Isn't that the opposite of what MLK taught us?
Well, what we're seeing, and this is important, we're seeing what racism looks like. And racism is when you look at people from outside and makes judgment. It's also when you look down on other people.
Yes.
We have a lot of white splaining right now with folks who have never experienced what it is to grow up in a black community, to see the good that's come out of it, to see the potential, and to work with kids that have not been given hope. And they're telling successful black men and women how to speak to black young men and women. That is true condescending. It's arrogance. We have to recognize that what the woke left does get is they get a pass. They can be as nasty and arrogant and mean, but they get it passed because they're putting down those who want to bring our country back together again. But that's okay. We're waking up, and that's a big deal. We're waking up, and we're going to move forward with this.
I love that. You got to follow this guy. The phrases he uses are so spot on. The white-splaining, and the one in the tweet that I've just retweeted, the woke racism. That's what it is. They think they're so cool, but it's racism, just under a new banner. God bless you, sir. Follow him, Rep. Burgess Owens. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, the Salem Radio Network. Give us a call, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Let's go straight to your calls, waiting very patiently in Cleveland. Jeff, line 3.
How are you doing, Sebastian?
Good.
I just wanted to give my thoughts on this impeachment. I just think that this is a diversion, you know, to keep us focused on what they don't want us to see, you know, in this election fraud here. You know, we kind of stopped talking about it. I think that we should keep hammering on it every day, you know, until we get some transparency here, you know.
It's not just about that. It's true hatred. They truly hate Donald Trump, and they want to make sure that he can't run again.
Right. And another quick question about that election fraud in Mandalay, Manar. Supposedly, you know, Biden knows all those people over there, and he just gave him like $42 million.
What is Mandalay Manar?
Manar, that country where the election fraud just happened, where the
Myanmar. Yeah, what's Myanmar got to do? What's Myanmar got to do with our elections?
Well, I'm just saying, I understood that some of the voting machines like Dominion were used in that also. You know,
so?
And, why is Biden so interested? Well, why is Biden so interested in that over there then?
Yeah, not sure I get the connection. Not sure I get the connection. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Al, who's been waiting a long time in California. Line 4. Welcome, Al.
Thank you, Sebastian. I would like to speak to the next president of the National Rifle Association.
Well, I'll get Don Jr. on the line. Hang on a second, because that's the guy I'm going to vote for. There's a lot, and I told him. Can I say this? I'm going to say it anyway. I told Don, if he runs, like there's a big rumor that he's going to take over the NRA, I'm going to run to be a member of the board as well, because we need to sort that place out. But I appreciate that, Al. That's very kind. Very kind.
Okay, listen, I've got two questions for you. We need somebody, this current thing on the Second Amendment, that's really aggressive and really articulate. Here are my two questions.
Yes.
One, here's a safety question that nobody knows. There are 50,000 privately owned machine guns in the United States for 50 years, and in all that time, there have been only 8 crimes committed, 2 of which were accidents. That means American machine gun owners, private, have a better safety record than the AMA, and I call the BATF to prove that. The media never points out the 99%, only the 1% crime and accidents, and it's propaganda, right?
Well, look, the NFA laws on fully automatic weapons that sadly, Ronald Reagan made possible are pathetic. You're absolutely the safest gun owners in America are the handful of individuals who have grandfathered fully automatic weapons. You're right. If you look at crime stats, that whole thing is a travesty. The idea that a special category of weapons was created because gangsters were using right. too much of them. Give me a break.
And
I agree.
Here's the other question. One of my favorite movies, and I bumped into the star of the movie, was 633 Squadron with Cliff Robertson. Did you ever see it?
633 Squadron. I'm going to have to check it. Probably. I don't know. I've seen most of the war movies.
The Mosquito fighter bomber in World War II.
Uh-huh.
Cliff Robertson actually owned his own Mosquito and was a very famous pilot.
Wow.
And it's really a good movie, even if it's not a perfect movie. The special effects aren't very good, but just to see that plane flying along is terrific.
And how did you bump into the star?
Say again?
How did you bump into the star of the movie?
I'll tell you, I was at Flabob Airfield over here in Riverside, and I quite literally bumped into Cliff Robertson. I said, oh, I'm sorry, and I picked him up. And here's what I thought was funny. I'm 6 feet tall, and he was about an inch shorter.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, you're Cliff Robertson. He said, yes, I am. He was looking in the book section. They were having an air show,
uh-huh.
and I quite literally bumped into him. He's since passed away, but he was a real nice guy. Apparently had a very good military record, and he finally won an Academy Award. But he liked the older aircraft. He owned his own Spitfire. I prefer
Are you
a
kidding?
Spitfire to a flying saucer.
Are you kidding? He owned his own Spitfire?
Spitfire. He wanted to buy a Mosquito, but he couldn't buy one after they finished the movie 633 Squadron.
Right.
He actually owned his own Spitfire.
Wow. Now that is a piece of machinery. That is like the holy grail. Combat aircraft.
One final point.
And not easy to fly. Not easy to fly. With the wings on the base of the body, that sucker is not an easy cat to fly. So one more thing. Go ahead.
One more thing. I want your 3 million plus listeners to know that even though Biden is in there, the American people under no circumstances want open borders. It's crazy for 10 different reasons.
Yeah, I know, but it's the bleeding hearts who think, oh, you got to be nice, and then you don't have a country left. But we have to do a better job of messaging it. Great call out. What great stories. And now I've got a movie to watch. It's a long weekend. We're going to find it. My wife and I, we're watching movies from the 40s. They're so good. The values are good. The stories are good. The great actors. And it's, you know, it's pro-American. Just ditch the rest, unless it's science fiction. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls on 833-334-6752. But please, don't call us on a cell phone that is tied to one of those big cell phone companies. They're big tech as well. They hate you. They hate conservatives. At the end of the month, when you pay your cell phone bill, they fund gun control organizations. They make donations to Democrat candidates and even Planned Parenthood. Join the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, PatriotMobile.com. Rated number one in customer service of all carriers with a nationwide dependable 4G LTE network. Great discounts if you use my name. Best discounts for first responders and veterans. Join today. You can keep your old number. They are experts at transferring. Call 972-PATRIOT. Patriot. At the end of the month, they support causes you believe in, like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and pro-life. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Call them today. 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka. They did it again. Oh, those fascists. We've been suspended by YouTube. No live streaming. No more segments posted for 2 weeks because somebody said something on our show 2 weeks ago to do with the election. God, the First Amendment, really? That is the level of utter disdain you have for the U.S. Constitution. That's breaking. Mr. G says he likes when we make news. I'm not sure that kind of news is good, but we're going to fight because that's what we do. We stand up for the truth. Somebody else who does. It's been far too long since he's been on the show, and it is Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, KAHR.com. And our very special guest, your favorite Green Beret, Terry Shepard. Welcome back to America First.
I don't know if I should be talking to you, Seb. Because,
well, I think
know,
they knew you were coming back on the show. Now. I think they suspended us 3 minutes ago because they thought Terry's coming on the show. Just get it out of the way now.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we've all said some things, but I guess the nasty part is that you and I feel the same way about this. I don't want people shut down for saying stuff I don't like, even if it's, you know, stuff that mocks us or is against us. That's the difference between us and them. They want us.
I don't want anybody shut down for politically disagreeing with me. But the idea 100%. That we get suspended once because a congresswoman on a live radio show says many Trump supporters have issues with the last election and they suspend us for a week. And now another strike. These people... stop it. Let's talk about why you're here.
But I do think this, though, you know, keep doing what you do and everybody else
sure.
has to keep doing what they're doing. And I know you're not going to stop, but because I do think the left continually overplays its hand. They really do. And I don't know. I think a lot of it's cracking and it just has to. We just all have to keep pushing against it, and it will break because it's a house of cards for them.
It really is. They are not as powerful as they think they are. We're talking to the host of Hollywood Weapons, one of the coolest jobs on the planet. Follow him right now at Terry Shepard. We haven't spoken since last year, Terry. Tell us what you think about everything we're witnessing on Capitol Hill right now. The fact that we've got a three-mile-long, 12-foot fence with razor wire around the capital of the most powerful nation in the world.
Yeah, no big deal, right?
No, right.
I guess walls work, I guess.
right.
I guess walls do work. They have a function. Look, I think we all know, too, I said it, I think, last year on some place that, you know, no matter, just remember, we're not running, Joe Biden is not running for president. It's all the people behind him that are really running for president. We've seen that with all of the, his presidential directives and stuff like that. And so that's what they're going to do. I think, you know, it's hard. It's a hard battle, though, because we do have big tech. We do have the government. We do have financial people kind of all working against us. But I don't know. When they have to act like that, I think it just puts it on display. I just hope, you know, some of my greatest disdain, though, comes from our Republican leaders. I was joking today, you know, the Democrats are mad because they got taken in for 4 years by, you know, fake Republicans. And I was like, well, we've been taken in by fake Republicans for decades.
Yes.
So welcome to the party, pal. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We've been lied to by them a lot.
And don't you think that some of the new people we're seeing on Capitol Hill are a little bit a remedy to that? Some of these new political, citizen politicians?
Yeah, I think those are the ones. And, you know, it's funny. Always pay attention to the ones that are mocked the most
yes.
in media. Those are the ones that they're afraid of. And so, you know, it's easy for a lot of people sitting on the sidelines to mock somebody like Josh Hawley or Matt Gaetz for how they, you know, whatever they say. But what are they actually doing to fight the fight? You know, we've had these Never Trumpers and conservatives that have spent their whole careers, you know, like telling us and articulating it much better than I can. They're smarter than I am about the creeping of fascism and totalitarianism, but when the fight's in their backyard, they all kind of abdicate it and they want to go back to what it was, which was sort of constantly ceding ground to the left and while they spend our money and make promises. And so I do think new blood is good. And, you know, instead of sitting there mocking them for little things that you think you can make fun of them, how about shutting up and supporting the movement for freedom? Because that's really what it is. I mean, it's just weird that people like us that want less government power, more freedom, more liberty, more open markets. Somehow we've been cleverly manipulated into being called the radicals. And that's decades of political and educational doctrine by design.
Yeah, it's really that simple. It's about freedom. Okay, you are the master of Hollywood weapons. We've got a minute left. I have to ask, given the inaccessibility and the price of ammo, have you been to the range lately, Terry Shepard?
I have some good news on Hollywood weapons. We start filming season 5
yes.
in a couple of months, so that's good.
Any sneaks? You can tell us what movies or what tests you're going to do.
Sure. So, if you're fans of the Lethal Weapon franchise, you're going to see Shepard in a mullet wig.
Again,
doing but this is going to be good. And then we also have we're testing Army of Darkness, the Bruce Campbell horror movie.
Wow, the bang steak.
We're going to do a Home Alone episode. Sounds crazy, but it's good. And a bunch of other stuff. As far as the range, I saw it coming a while ago, and I stocked up pretty good. There's a lot of things you can do with your guns that don't involve actually shooting
right.
bullets. Like, practice drawing from your holster.
Dry firing. Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds not sexy, but if you really want to...
Oh, no. Dry firing, huge. Just make sure you're doing it in a safe direction. Massively important for trigger control. Of course, why did I ask Terry Shepard? Of course he was stocking up on ammo. The one man who is prepared. Follow this guy. Can't wait for season 5. Mullet, wig, and all. At Terry Shepard. This is America First. God bless, my friend. Keep safe. We're going to get back to your calls momentarily. Don't go anywhere. Don, George, Mike... But first, a message. Relief Factor is real. Relief Factor is providing liberation from pain for tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Find out for yourself if it works by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Reggie? I think you do. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your front door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. $19.95, that translates to less than $1 a day. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots can't afford. For this reason, Car Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Car believes in America that Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast or a hunter. It has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Go to their website right now. Check out their amazing selection, U.S.-made firearms, KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Let's go to your calls waiting so patiently in Los Angeles. Don, line 2. Happy Friday, Don.
Dr. G., it's great to hear your voice. I think if we were singing in the choir of conservatism, we'd have the bass baritone section.
I think the sopranos that we'd still have to look for, but the baritones would be ready.
I think Mr. Swalwell would be in the castrato section.
Did you see the photograph that my team found of him in high school?
Oh no, I'm afraid to look.
I posted it on Instagram. It is so hilarious. He looks like one of the Simpsons. But anyway, well, let's leave Fartwell out of this. What brings you to our shores today?
Well, real quickly, Dr. G, it's so great following Burgess Owens. This would really resonate. they have this plan to bump Andrew Jackson from the train and put Harriet Tubman. I have no problem with Harriet Tubman. I mean, we're the new Underground Railroad, Dr. G. We're trying to free people from the Democrat liberal plantation. But I don't want to see Andy Jackson. With the hair alone, Old Hickory, he's got to stay on the 20. But I have two great ideas.
Go ahead.
Sorry to bump U.S. Grant, but let's put Harriet Tubman on the 50, because, I mean, U.S. Grant was a great general, a lousy president, plus he's a fat, ugly, stupid-looking guy. Let's put
Do we even have 50s? I never get 50s in my wallets. Do they even exist? Do they exist?
I know. Oh, yeah, I get them every now and then. They look cool because there's an American flag on. You really have to see it. But my big idea is let's put Frederick Douglass on the $100
bill. Oh, that's good. I like
that. Can you imagine?
I like that. But I'm not sure they'd agree with his values. I think they'd have to try and cancel him. Don't you, Don?
Yeah, but it's worth the fight. Isn't it worth the fight?
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. G.
Let's do it. Let's start a petition. I love it.
Amen. Amen. Did you get a chance to see Blood on the Sun by any chance?
Not yet. It's on my list. On my list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, spectacular judo throws, reversals, arm bars.
And who was the lead in that? It was Cagney, right?
Jimmy Cagney.
Cagney. Jimmy Cagney. Gosh.
Yeah, I found out that he was a big-time judo man.
I had no idea. Okay, now I've got two, and I've got a long weekend. I've got Blood on the Sun, Jimmy Cagney, and then our earlier caller, Cliff Robertson, 633 Squadron. I think we've got enough. Maybe one. We're squeezing a little bit of science fiction. We'll ask Mr. G. Great to hear your voice, Don. Thank you for your patience. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, rank, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C.